The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, now under FEMA Region 6 dictatorship. It is Thursday, the 28th day of April, 2016. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours as we kick off another global transmission. Wow, big broadcast today. Trump's foreign policy speech signals death of neocons and peace with Russia and others. We're going to have George Norrie coming on to talk about all these different world events, earth changes, and so much more. Mark Dice as well, and Anthony Gucciardi will quarterback the fourth hour with a lot of late-breaking news and more today. I want to play quite a few clips of the speech that Trump gave yesterday, and he did read off a teleprompter. Part of it was teleprompter. The other parts he would pause and go to his own points, as he's just showing the world that he can go off of a prepared speech. The issue is everybody else can't operate without one. But some of that gleam being broken by him using it. But what he said was clearly written by him, and it's got the globalist in a conniption fit. We're going to be breaking that down today. All these different Council on Foreign Relations members, the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, who personally, in front of the board ops and witnesses, tried to get me to join the New World Order. John Harmon heard it. Just amazing. He's come out against Trump and what he has to say about foreign policy and more. Here's why they're mad. U.S. foreign policy is to build a corporate world government for the globalist at our final expense. And I'm going to explain all this today. It's so key. They blame free market, use our engine of liberty, use our military, use our technology to take over the planet while discrediting capitalism and hanging it on the West and hanging globalism on America. Then when they're done, they release the next wave of socialist and communist collectivist young people who can't get jobs because there's no economy left by design. They then run the next phase of the plan, total collectivism at the national level, as the, quote, solution. That then causes the total collapse of the society, and the globalists consolidate more control with authoritarianism because they're offshore, exempt from the very policies they bring into the nation. This is their exact admitted battle plan, and we're breaking it all down to here. But here is Trump absolutely destroying Hillary and Obama and the globalist foreign policy.
We're a humanitarian nation, but the legacy of the Obama-Clinton interventions will be weakness, confusion, and disarray. A mess. We've made the Middle East more unstable and chaotic than ever before. We left Christians subject to intense persecution and even genocide. We have done nothing to help the Christians, nothing. And we should always be ashamed for that lack of action. Our actions in Iraq, Libya, and Syria have helped unleash ISIS. And we're in a war against radical Islam, but President Obama won't even name the enemy. And unless you name the enemy, you will never, ever solve the problem. Hillary Clinton also refuses to say the words radical Islam, even as she pushes for a massive increase in refugees coming into our country. After Secretary Clinton's failed intervention in Libya, Islamic terrorists in Benghazi took down our consulate and killed our ambassador and three brave Americans. Then, instead of taking charge that night, Hillary Clinton decided to go home and sleep. Incredible. Clinton blames it all on a video, an excuse that was a total lie, proven to be absolutely a total lie. Our ambassador was murdered, and our secretary...
All right, we're going to go to a break. That clip was recorded on an electric shaving razor, but we do have the full speech without a hum on it. We're going to be playing some clips of that here today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
It's Thursday, April 28th, 2016.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Some headlines here briefly, then I'm going to tie it all together with one story. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I have a lot of big guests coming up today. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Donald Trump had a very powerful 40-minute speech, obviously yesterday on foreign policy, and I agreed basically with all of it. It was classical Americana. Put America first, put our sovereignty first. Incredibly common sense, incredibly constitutional, and incredibly dangerous to the New World Order. And that's why they've had top globalists from Rothkopf to the big Rockefeller Foundations, you name it, German ministers come out and attack Trump saying this was a horrible speech. The robber barons established the UN and other globalist institutions to transfer American wealth, sovereignty, power, patents, inventions into offshore combines above the law, to then build an embryonic world corporate government, tax exempt. They've now basically established that, and they're now going into the phase of dismantling what's left of our industry, our power supply, our culture, our families, the most weaponized media in the world. Self-loathing guilt, hatred of the family, hatred of wealth, hatred of sovereignty, hatred of independence, hatred of honor is being injected into society. We are being dismantled. We built the world government. We built the Anglo-American empire. We paid for the whole thing, and the globalists sit offshore. Their names aren't even known. They're tax exempt. They have diplomatic immunity. And then our leaders, many of which are traitors and sold us out, they just simply graduate on to the next level of global governance on the WTO and the IMF and the World Bank boards. And they go at taxpayer expense and hang out in Davos, Switzerland with movie stars and have sex with prostitutes four or five times a day. And that's on the conservative end. Meanwhile, back here in the old empire, judge sentences serial child molester, Hastert, to 15 months. And they had him there in a wheelchair so we'd feel sorry for him. Hastert was recruited by the Republican Party bigwigs in Illinois to run for Congress and then within just a few years of being there be made speaker because they're part of a pedophile network guild. You think the Catholic Church has got pedophiles in it, folks? The same network took them over. It's taken much of the world over. And by the way, they don't just rape little kids. When you get into the higher echelons, they torture them and they slit their throats. And that's come out as well. So we're going to be talking about that. But this is the type of people we're dealing with that now run the show. And you ask, well, why would Hastert be busted? There are different battles going on within federal agencies. And so they try to send over a guy from the Army, like Petraeus, to rebalance things and make him the head of the CIA. And they set him up and, you know, try to send him to jail for a few documents inside his filing cabinet. And, of course, they had the sex operatives that were attached to him blow the whistle on him. So they used sex operatives on him. He really didn't do anything. But you notice he was convicted of a felony. Hillary does things 10,000 times worse conservatively, literally tens of thousands of documents, and she doesn't get in trouble because she's an insider. But this is how they operate. And then with the Hastert, you've got other shadowy groups basically blackmailing each other, saying, listen, we'll bring down your entire pedophile networks if you don't do exactly as we say. How did the new pope, who was the black pope previously, the top Jesuit, how did he magically take over the order, and now turn what Catholicism supposedly traditionally is on its head? Because they put in the networks through the Jesuit colleges of the pedophiles. They took over the Catholic Church. They then blackmailed it and took it down. You could argue whether it was good or bad in the past, and it's gone through different permutations. But now it's run by the pedophile network, or by the people that put in the pedophile network. So you have to bring something down before you rebuild it in the new image. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to tie it into the headline, all he could say was, sex, 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 wave of refugee sex attacks hits Austria. Well, they're told, you pay $3,000 or $4,000, you get into Syria, and the smugglers from all over the world will get these people fake passports and into Germany and into Sweden and into France, and they're promised a blonde in every pot, not a chicken in every pot like FDR promised, but a blonde in every pot, literally. And they show up saying, where's the sex? And then just start raping and robbing and pooping in the pool and just and everything. And then leftist Green Party chicks go out and give them flowers and say, I'm here to have sex with you. They're paid to do that, so that's seen on the news, so it brings more hordes in saying, oh, you do get a hot chick in every pot. And then Germany and everybody advertises, come here. They bring them in. It's a designed program to bring down society. So we're going to be going over Trump's speech, All of it. But this is the destruction of culture. Now, let's be clear. Edward Bernays, who by 1920 or so was running U.S. propaganda policy domestically and foreign, wrote three books on the subject, said, we need women in the workforce. We need to have the state take over the children as part of the eugenics plan. These are quotes. We need to totally brainwash and dumb down the public. I've been ordered and given money to do this. He had high classified rank inside the U.S. Army. You can look all this up. He goes, well, first, we don't call it Department of War. We call it Department of Peace. See, everything's flipped. Because back then, we didn't just start wars all the time, but we called it Department of War. You want a war? You got one. So it's the inversion of reality. We're going to Joe Biggs here in a moment from the Situation Room on this. And now look where women are today. Lower wages, incredible unhappiness in every statistic, breakdown of the family, things are falling apart. Women are nothing but sexual objects like they've never been before. Men have been trained to act like Arrested Development two-year-olds. And they've had the head of the Marine Corps, they've had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, they've had them all come out in press conferences and say, this will hurt readiness and this will hurt our mission if we put women in frontline combat roles. We have to lower the size of the packs. We have to cut back. We're being ordered to lower standards. We can't do this. More than ever, the special forces do most of the work. That's why they've expanded them. And Ash Carter came out in a press conference we've got up on Infowars.com and said, look, I don't care what the heads of the joint military forces say. We're going to do this. And we'll see lots of propaganda of women carrying men around on their backs. When the truth is most men, I mean, maybe one out of 30 are able to actually compete and operate the level of special forces. Special forces has gotten better, not worse. It's gotten just insane on its war footing and all the combat actual training. So this is about being able to draft your daughters when they come in with national conscription for 3 to 4 year forced terms domestically. And they've announced this for decades. This is the European plan as well. They're going to open it up for combat, but it's also about women just being slaves, being drafted into domestic operations and being wedded to the state. Because the state's going to give them discipline, get in their face, tell them who the boss is. But they can't have any authority or even co-parenting or a co-relationship with their man at home. And this is pure social engineering. They admitted it, just like can't say mother and father, can't say boy or girl, purple penguins. You know, if someone says there's two genders, the police are called at a college. The police say, yes, that's a hate crime. They even deny someone's existence, deny global warming. We want to arrest you. They're coming. All combat jobs open to women in the military. The Defense Department will lift all gender-based restrictions on military service starting in January. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced today. The historic change will clear the way for women to serve in all the armed services. And it goes on from there. Carter's decision comes as a rebuke to an internal recommendation from the Marine Corps that sought to keep some jobs closed to women. In contrast, the Army leaders recommended opening up all combat jobs to women. That's not really true. They fired everybody that wouldn't. While the Marine Corps asked for a partial exemption in some areas, such as infantry, machine gunner, and fire support reconnaissance and others, we are a joint force, and I have decided to make decision which applies to all of the entire force, Carter said at a Pentagon press briefing this morning. The important factor in making my decision was to have access to every American who could add strength to the joint force. That's right. Male and female fetuses also get to get harvested and sold to the highest bidder, and male and females get to work in Foxconn Apple slave factories 17 hours a day till their fingers bleed and then be forced drug and forced aborted with suicide nets. Oh, and by the way, though, they don't put women in frontline combat in China or anywhere else. And if you push gay marriage in China, they kill you. You go, but that's the progressive communists. They must be the... No, communists would never allow that because they've already taken over. This is how they collapse us. Believe me, when they're done collapsing us, there's not going to be humans in combat except for small support teams that are back from the robot force. That's all official. So, but to sabotage the human force, even though it's better overall, even the best robots they're developing and will be, they might not follow orders and they are truly autonomous to the Bill of Rights and Constitution and are actually patriots. And so they're creating an autonomous robot force that isn't really autonomous. It's been programmed by the globalists. Just like in the future, what you eat and what you do and what your job is will, quote, be from a computer, so it's non-biased. No, it's programmed by the globalists. This is the Panopticon zeitgeist hellhole the UN's pushing. So it's all coming up. Joe Biggs will pop in on this, but look, they have problems with men cracking up. It's been known since the beginning of time. Women will cause big problems in combat.
You like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days.
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Jacked by robber barons who are social engineers and who are beta testing the destruction of society here in the United States. And, of course, it's the so-called left that wants to make women fight in combat. They want to destroy the sacredness of femininity. They want to use women just like they've used men as slaves. Men historically and genetically, but this is also this way in much of the mammal kingdom, are the ones that go out and do the main fighting. Today, that is all being inverted because they are getting rid of humans. They're telling us the age of humans are over, so you have to pull men out of the positions of leadership in traditional male roles because you're going to put robots in those positions. Joining us to talk about this is combat veteran, Purple Heart recipient, Joe Biggs, to give us his view on this. You've heard my analysis of it, Joe, joining us from the Situation Room. What is your view on this?
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, when you inject women into combat, you're now messing with the male psyche. You're now messing with this men's primitive want to protect a woman. So when you put those women out there and they're being shot at, men aren't going to be concerned with their objectives. They're not going to be focusing in on the enemy. Instead, they're going to be worried about whether or not this female soldier is doing okay, because that's their instinctive nature to take care of them and make sure that they're all right. So it's a huge issue to bring women into this kind of role. And now they've already got women who have been passed through Ranger School, and the officer who was over the Ranger School said that these women would get through regardless. So you know that they ignored standard operating procedure, they fudge a lot of the different standards, and they allow these women to go through to be PC. And now you have a House panel that's voted to make women register for the draft. Women will have to register for the Selective Service and would be eligible to be drafted in the military under provision approved by a House panel yesterday. Now, the proposal passed the House Armed Services Committee without support from its sponsor, Iraq War veteran Representative Duncan Hunter, a Republican from California. Now, he introduced this as a way to force congressional conversation about the role of women in the military, and he didn't actually think that it would get any support. And the people that actually backed him to bring this forward as a way to open up conversation and maybe sway some of these people from bringing women into combat turned on him and actually voted for it. So now women from the ages of 18 to 26 at some point will end up having to sign up for the draft. And the vote came the same day after Army officials announced that Captain Kristen Greist, one of the first women to earn a Ranger tab, will be becoming the Army's first female infantry officer. So now you've got this lady who's going to be in charge of special operations soldiers and high combat.
And let's just face it. I mean, they're not going to respect her. The guys they usually put in charge have been in like 7-8 tours, are total badasses, super smart, and still, if they screw up, people lose confidence in them. Historically, also, women get more infections. Women tend to get hysterical when other people are being killed. Women tend to have more atrocities committed by them. Once they get in an emotional state, they have three times the connections between left and right hemispheres of their brain. There's a reason no culture puts women in frontline combat, because it is a disaster.
Exactly.
And it's designed as sabotage against the U.S. military, Joe.
I mean, think about what's happened under the Obama administration thus far. You've got soldiers marching around in red high heels. You've now got women being brought in. You know, we look like a joke.
They're turning it into a huge social justice warrior re-education
camp. You've got Navy sailors on their, you know, on the ground on a boat sitting there crying. I mean, that is ridiculous. We look like a joke, and this is all part of his plan to destabilize us and make us look weak around the world.
You're absolutely right. You're going to be covering this more on the nightly news tonight and filing special reports. Other key points, Joe.
I mean, I just don't understand how this could go by. I mean, people need to wake up and see what's going on. This is not going to help. At some point in time, we cannot let political correctness destroy our country.
But it's, as you said, though, is there any doubt it's by design? When you talk to your former soldiers, current soldiers, what is their view on this program?
Well, they're scared because when they go to these EO equal opportunity meetings that they have, they tell people how that they try to help them introduce how to ignore the fact that it's a woman there, to try to continue on with your mission, to walk a mile in their shoes, to do all this and that. And they're completely trying to turn our military into these same social justice warriors that we see in Portland and Denver and Manhattan and all over all these different rallies. It's sickening.
Joe, it's amazing that they execute homosexuals in communist countries because they claim it's a Western destabilization program. Well, I'm not saying gays themselves are evil or a destabilization program, but it's true that when a government pushes all this, women in combat, can't say father and mother, I mean, this is how you kill a species. This is how you bring a society down. Joe Biggs, thanks for that information. We'll be back with the foreign policy statements of Donald Trump and so much more. A lot of key clips from his speech and the 30th anniversary of Chernobyl. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a lot of news and information to cover here today, obviously. George Norrie's going to be coming on, talking about all the different world events, Earth changes, the 30th anniversary of Chernobyl. Mark Dice is coming on to talk about the dumbing down of the public and how do you get these zombies out of trances. Some people say, well, why don't you enlighten the zombies you talk to when you go out on the street and say, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide, and 90% of them sign it in Austin, Texas, or Los Angeles, California? Why don't you tell them it's water? Because you can't educate people like that when you're awake one person at a time. You have to show everyone how dumbed down the public's gotten. So we're not there celebrating that everyone's so dumb like Jay Leno would do with jaywalking. We're there warning people that 9 out of 10 Californians, whether it's in San Diego, which is supposedly more conservative, or whether it's in L.A., say, put gun owners in forced labor camps. Or arrest people for their free speech. This is what we're dealing with. We're going to play some of these clips coming up, and Anthony Gucciardi is hosting the fourth hour. We'll have all the latest breaking news then as well. But I want to open the phones up to combat veterans and others a little bit in this hour and here in just a few minutes to specifically talk about your view of women in frontline combat. Again, this is enslaving women to the draft. The draft itself is unconstitutional, unless you're in total wartime emergency, in my view. And I don't want my daughters drafted. This is the state saying they own women. And all the things the state has done to women with forced inoculations and things all over the world, catching them, sterilizing women, it is just mind-boggling and mind-blowing that people aren't more upset about this. This is pure social engineering. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, this is for veterans or current active duty. We don't have open phones right now except for folks that have been in the military and want to give their view on this, 800-259-9231. Now, also, exciting news, Anthroplex, the incredible male and female booster, but it's targeted at men, is back in stock. It's been out for months. It's amazing. It's very affordable. It's a twice-daily pill formulated for men that is designed to restore your masculine foundation. Anthroplex works by using key ingredients that you have been asking for, like horny goatweed, zinc orotate, and a newly balanced blend of other organic herbs. Basically the same stuff as the super male vitality. They work together in synergy. Anthroplex was created to help fight back against the attack on men and stimulate natural vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. This is the perfect product to pair with super male vitality, which works synergistically with Anthroplex as a powerful health combo. 1-2 punch. In addition, sign up to InfoWars Underground newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter and get 10% off Anthroplex delivered to your inbox. We'll send you the promo code, InfoWars.com/newsletter. We send the email out every day at about 4 o'clock. You open it up, and there is your promo code to get 10% off. Sign up for auto ship every 15, 30, 60, 90 days. Cancel anytime. Get an additional 10% off and get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Go read the incredible 5-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality is about to sell out in the next few days, and unfortunately it won't be in until later next month. The good news is we have plenty of Super Female Vitality that just has a couple different ingredient changes, and just quite frankly, I personally think it's just as good or better. We're so similar, but it is tailored towards women. We have that in stock. Super Male Vitality is about to sell out. We have a mega sale that will end in a few days that we only offer a few times a year on high-quality, non-GMO, super clean food produced right here in the United States by the folks at My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsSelect.com. We have their full spectrum discounted, but because I private label, I can go even lower on the exact same, just as fresh food, just a different packaging, different sticker. It's the same great packaging. That's you know, the big plastic tote containers, and that's sealed inside in their own individual packages for 30 or 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. And obviously, that 25-year shelf life, super high-quality insurance you can eat. I hope we don't need this, but I personally am buying enough for 2 or 3 months for everybody that works at my office. And I know that's not that much when you count their families and stuff, but it's all I can afford. I'm putting in medical supplies, more firearms, more ammunition. The government, everybody says that means I'm evil or a cult. They're the ones doing it, too, and buying armored redoubts. I hope we never have to use this, but you know, the grasshopper doesn't save in the summer for the winter. The ant does. You can call me an ant all day long. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, Secret 12, Vitamin B12. All this is great to stock up on. Skeletal defense. You can get 20% off when you get that, those two products together, bone and joint formulas, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It is your purchases that make it all possible. Toll-free number again to join us if you've been in the military and active duty service, especially in combat. All I know is women on ships. And yeah, you say, why shouldn't women have the opportunity to go out and to get a, you know, in the military and get a job and be able to get free tuition? I get there's benefits involved in all this, but it's caused tons of pregnancies, tons of court martials, sex problems. It's absolutely hamstrung the military. Other navies have very low levels of women, or they have their own Navy ships that are all women, or almost all women, or women are on one end and the men are on the other. That's why every culture does that, because we're different. That's why in most species, not just mammals, the females are in one group and the males are in another. Why is that? Because when you integrate the two completely in a forced way, it causes massive fighting. The women start fighting, the men start fighting. It's bad news, ladies and gentlemen. Very, 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 very bad news. If you take the ship, well, not really the shipwreck of the with Fletcher Christian and the Mutiny on the Bounty, which is a true story. There's a 3-book series written by some World War I aces that actually moved to those islands and studied it right after the people had you know, their children had died of Christian Fletcher and others. I'm going from memory. And there were 4 or 5 times more women than there were basically men when they'd mutinied and gone and found this uninhabited island, and all the men killed each other in just a few years. And it's because the women were pushing and wanting the men and fighting over the men. I mean, there's all sorts of weird equations and things that happen, but this is a disaster. And anyone that's managed people knows this. Anybody. Again, it is sabotage against our culture. It is so completely and absolutely out of control. And I guarantee you a Trump presidency would start reversing this. This is just wild. So we're going to talk to Garrett, a vet of the Marine Corps. John, a vet of the Navy. Jay, a Navy vet. John, a Air Force vet. And Sergeant in Oregon vet, U.S. Army Special Forces. And I don't know who I should go to first, who's been holding the longest. Let's go to Sergeant in Oregon. Sergeant, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, how you doing, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, listen, I did a tour in Nam, and I was with the Special Force. We ran recon up into Cambodia, 7 of us up there, go up against, you know, like major troop strength coming down the trail, like 5,000 guys, and they would drop off a company guys just to waste us. But the women deal, I saw a lot of hardcore North Vietnamese women fighters. I mean, they were tough fighters, very, very tough. And the jungle, especially jungle fighters, but I don't know the women in this country. Just I don't think they should be doing that kind of thing. Maybe logistics, secretaries, cooks, or any something non-military. I can't imagine going and having to go into some serious combat with a woman. I just don't see that myself.
Well, you notice that I said women aren't good in combat units historically. Just like I'm against a draft unless we're invaded, then it's total resistance. It's time to start handing machine guns to 10-year-olds. Children, on average, a 13-year-old put in combat at age 9, anybody will tell you, and you've been in Special Forces, you know this, is meaner than like a 30-year-old Special Forces vet. They're fearless. They're crazy. Other kids get killed right next to them. They don't cry for mommy. We're killing machines, okay? Young men are the most – that's why they want them younger and younger. That's why the Chinese military – pass people down, you know, to age 15. The Cubans start getting people at 14 and throwing them into frontline combat. And that's because by the time they're 20 or so, they're really mean. Men are meant to start getting into war, if you're in a war, at age 10, 11, 12. Women, obviously, in a total resistance mode, I mean, hundreds of thousands of German women started fighting. They weren't even in the military once the Allies and the Russians came in. I mean, I had family members that told the stories of having to cut down German women, you know, that would be shooting at them out of doorways, you name it. So obviously women can kill and women can go out and do that. And the Vietnamese women were well known for that. But they were also a force where generally they were already embedded, as you knew, and were out planting rice during the day and then, you know, throwing hand grenades at you at night. But absolutely, can you imagine the decadent women we've got today, decadent men for that matter? But imagine, they're already announcing in the news they're lowering standards, lowering the training so that women can be in combat. That's wrong. There are some women who could probably perform, maybe one out of a couple hundred at that level. But no, they're going to lower it. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think you're 100% on that. The issues I've had is that this country is soft. I mean, I've been trying to get people awake, and you got people who just don't want to get up and get going and wake up, and they're just like numb. And of course, you know, the system has just dumbed us down to a level that, you know, with the chemical spraying and the television and all this stuff all these years. And I'm 70 years old, and I'm tough as a rock. I work out every day. I eat properly. I maintain my body. And I try to contain myself to a level where I can, you know, physically function at a high level. And it's just like, I just see people around me, they're just absolutely just dumbed down, and they're just out of it. I don't know. I wouldn't trust anything like that, and especially people here in this country. Maybe someplace else, I don't know, but who's to say? I think in under emergency situations, maybe people would step up. I don't know.
Well, look, women never fight until the homeland's invaded, and then they do. It's a very, very sad thing. And it shows that, you know, the desperate straits people have gotten in. And I'm all about arming women and women having guns and concealed carry. And my daughters have learned how to shoot. I'm all about women taking martial arts and being tough. They sell it like, oh, you're anti-woman. You don't want women to know how to fight. Bull. But no civilized culture sticks women in frontline combat. It's stupid. It doesn't work. And it causes the destruction of morale. And absolutely, like Joe Biggs was saying, they're going to put women in command of special forces that have never even killed anybody. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I appreciate your call. And look, there are a lot of people get in the military and pass all the stuff and then go and start killing people and start sneaking up on folks and slitting their throats and things, and then they just can't handle it and get out of it. A lot of men say, look, this isn't for me. And let me tell you, statistically, women aren't going to have, you think men have PTSD when men are designed to be able to go out and kill people and gloss over it? You start putting women in there killing people. And what happens when women see a whole, let's say ISIS or Al-Qaeda shooting at you. I was told this by one special forces operator, pretty famous guy, but the stories are all classified. He's going in to kill a high-value target, leading a team in into this warehouse. And they've got rooms built into the warehouse, you know, up from the ground. Management, you know, type stuff. And they got people shooting at them with machine guns, throwing hand grenades at them. They finally climb up, get around, throw hand grenades in. And guess what? Once they get inside, it's just children splattered all over the walls. They had a bunch of kids in there with them. Now, men have trouble dealing with that. What are women going to do when there's kids all over the place with their lower mandibles blown off, with their tongues flopping around, screaming mommy out of a big bloody hole in their throat? That's real footage, by the way. They're going to have a big problem. Big problem. There's a reason men commit 95% of the murders physiologically, because we're able to kill. And when we go bad, we can kill. And women don't do a lot of the killing because they're not predisposed to do it. They're not predisposed to do it. Statistically, men are the killers. Simple. Women have the babies. Men fight to protect the babies. Can't believe I have to explain this. I know our audience knows this, but folks, this isn't stupidness. This is the globalists bringing our country and our world down. The communist Chinese aren't putting women in frontline combat. They're not following all this feminist baloney because they don't want their country to fall apart. Garrett in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. Garrett, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, we're going to put Garrett. Yeah, Garrett, you're listening to your radio. It's got a delay. Can you hear me now? All right, put him on hold. I'm going to go to John next here in just a moment. John in Texas, a vet of the Navy. John, what's your view on this?
Yeah, it's pretty much the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. But you and I both know, you know, they set women up for this with all these commercials showing them beating up men, killing men, all these movies. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, just like back in the day when they introduced cigarettes to females, they just set them up for all of this stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm a foreign a military, I would love to see women on the front line on the U.S. on the United States military team, because the first thing I would do is just wound the woman. I mean, that's very simple. And then the man is going to stop and think like, oh, crap, especially if she's yelling out to them with a blown off leg or something. He's going to stop and try to render aid and then I'm going to get all of them. And not to mention the VA. The VA is not even set up to handle more PTSD people, and they're going to come back with huge amounts if women go to the front line. So this is a win-win for the globalists. It's going to cause a cascading effect through our military and through the United States and through our VA and everything else.
That's right. It's an ongoing sabotage of the country. Thank you. What a great caller. I got to cut you off, John, but you were incredibly accurate. Thank you for reminding me. That's why I love to take calls. Remember Private Lynch admitted it was all fake? She was ordered to lie. She didn't fight. She hid when the men fought and died and didn't even get medals. And then she was cowering under the bed when the special forces got there to the hospital where nobody had been for 2 days because the Iraqis had pulled out and the local Iraqis had called them in. And it was run by a major film director over set video, was directing the whole thing. And then they killed a bunch of members of her team that survived because they said she wasn't a hero. And then she was forced to come out and say that she wasn't a hero. That's part of the PR to sell women in the military. And that's why there's this order in Hollywood and video games and Gamergate to say that women are all the superheroes and the commanders, and why they gave, you know, 7 or 8 Oscars to that boring movie. Had some good visuals, but overall pretty stupid. Mad Max, where the men are all these babies living off the milk of mommy, and the women can just totally take all the men out. Absolute horse manure. So again, men against women, women against men, divide and conquer, pure bull. And it's just getting ready to make women total slaves of the state. Men have been war slaves for thousands of years. Now the women get to be war slaves as well. Jay, Garrett, John, and Rob, get ready. I'm coming back.
Prepared to bug out. Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
broadcasting worldwide, taking your phone calls. Now, I want to see if Garrett is back in Texas. I'm going to try one more time. A veteran of the Marine Corps. It's the Marine Corps that has really been speaking up, and the head of the Marine Corps said this is really going to hurt things, and this is really bad. And this is not just social justice warriors at the universities, you know, wanting to have women in frontline combat. This is designed to end humans in combat. Because they do not want that anymore. They want to have a total nanny state with robots, drones, and automated systems controlled by the globalists in charge. That's what the megapolis is. The smart cars, the grid, the smart meters, everything. That's why you've got to get back to farming, back to ranching, back to supporting local farmers and ranchers. If you live in the big city, you've got to have maybe people you team up with and have 20, 30 acres, you know, out in a safe area with wells and crops you grow. Not to make money, but to actually persevere and create areas where normal human activity still goes on. And that's why Agenda 21 is designed to shut all that down. They call it sustainability. It's meant to make you unsustainable. Garrett in Texas, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, excellent. I'm sorry my phone got muted up.
It's okay.
Very,
go ahead.
Very aggravating. Yes, sir. So, as you know, I was in the Marine Corps. Number one thing I'd like to point out is that when you're trying out or whenever you're getting initiated in initially, you have to pass a certain requirement physically and mentally. Now, the women, I noticed, and we all knew this, and it was kind of something we didn't really care too much about or pay much notice because they weren't in combat positions. But as far as the physical attributes, they had less requirements. So, if I had a man who tried out and he met the requirements of the woman's standards, he didn't get in, but the woman's is lowered, but they still get in. So that's number one. Number two, you hit something right on the nail of the head earlier, and I want to really expand upon that because this is directly connected. The military is now being turned into a social justice warrior program, army, for this nation, and not only...
Well, of course it is, because people can't refuse the orders, and so they're going to be captive with commissars, the dream, in uniform, over you as change agents, making you submit to them and creating larger cadres to then go out and run the police departments and everything else. This is the fundamental takeover.
Yes, sir. And let me tell you something. When I went to boot camp, I was 100% dedicated to come and protect this country and my fellow men. They didn't need to do what they did to us at that boot camp. It is complete brainwashing. You speak in third person for 3 months, gaslighting, telling you you did something when you did it until you admit you did it. They completely break you down. They get rid of your critical thinking skills, and you wait on orders to do anything. And whenever I got stationed, just real quick, the women and the men on the Navy base, there started to be instances of the women getting broken up with by their boyfriends and then claiming sexual assault. It happened to a few people I knew. Now, once that happened, instead of being able to solve the problem like normal, a government system and the military is now completely like a controlled communist system. They simply take away the privilege of men and women being in the same rooms together. So that's one instance of problem. When we would go
absolutely, once they do it, it sets men and women apart. It's caused epidemics of sexual assault, both false reports, real reports. It's already destroyed much of the military, and now they're going to do it in the only really high-functioning units now, the special units, and this is the takedown. Just like they're turning off our power plants, just like they are doing college educations that are worthless by design, this country has been sabotaged to collapse into world government. Great call, Garrett. Glad we were able to get you on. Jay in Ohio. And others. Your calls are straight ahead. Then George Norrie joins us to break down the entire waterfront straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure and check out InfoWarsStore.com for a wide selection of non-GMO high-quality seeds and start planting them. Now is the time to do it. The globalists cannot stand it. They cannot stand it. Agriculture will bring them down.